I'd like to call to order this special meeting of the Bainbridge Island City Council on Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. All seven council members are in attendance, although you only see six of us here. Councilmember Tierman is on the phone. Do you just mind confirming that, Councilmember Tierman? We only have one item of business tonight. I suppose I should still ask for conflicts of interest. I don't see how there would be any, but does anyone have a conflict of interest they want to disclose? We have one item of business tonight, but that is consider authorizing the city manager to enter into an employment agreement with Matthew Hamner, police chief. City manager, do you want to introduce that topic at all?
Sure. So in your agenda packet, you'll see a copy of the revised employment agreement. Refer to Section 3, the salary section. This agreement is exactly the same as the previous agreement, with the exception of modification to Section 3A and B. 3A increases the base salary from $158,472 to $170,472 per annum. And then, of course, that changed to paragraph B of Section 3 is because this pay would be outside of the pay range 22, so that section is deleted. As I mentioned, everything else is the same as the previous contract that you've reviewed.
Before we have council discussion, it's all right. I'll just see if we have any public comment. Is there a public comment on this issue? Hold on.
I'm Monica Offrecht. I'm at 144 Jack Olet Lane. And I'm just coming out here in support of Chief Hamner. I've had the opportunity to talk and interact with him on several occasions, and it's been overwhelmingly positive. And I think he's really been a very positive force in our community.
Thank you. Come on up. And when people give public comment, we ask them to give us their name and the street they live on the island, assuming you live on the island. Thank you. And we don't do Q&A while you're giving comment, but we'll try to supply that information while we're talking after public comment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Tierman, can you hear me? Christine, do you know what that sound is we keep hearing?
He's calling back in after getting dropped, I believe.
Okay, all right. I think we're at the end of public comment. So I know there are some, to answer one of the commenter's questions, there are some answers to what are the consequences of the chief leaving in terms of cost to the city. I know you've presented those numbers to us before. City Manager, would you mind presenting that again?
Yeah, depending on the approach that we take, and typically filling a department head position, we would want, especially a police chief position, we would want to do a national search. We would hire a search firm to help us through that process. And the typical charge that a search firm wants for this type of position is equal to 100% of the annual salary. So we'd be looking at somewhere in $170,000 range to go through that process.
Can I jump in just and ask a question, Doug? Is that just like a preferred course of action, or what I'm getting at is, could we look within the police department? I mean, just to throw that out there as an idea, I know that we have a deputy city police chief. Does that ever come into play at any part of the process where we look internally into our current staff and kind of gauge that possibility before spending the money to look nationally?
Yeah, we would want to, we'd certainly want to encourage any current staff to apply for the position if they're qualified. But I also think it's always appropriate to open the position up for a couple reasons. There may be someone internally qualified, but if you don't open the position up and make it competitive, you have the appearance that you're not necessarily hiring the most qualified person for the position. And that is part of my ethical responsibility, is to make sure we're hiring the most qualified, not necessarily appointing someone just because we happen to know them.
So that's part of the answer. That's the monetary answer. Of course, there are other answers to the question in terms of time, like the time it would take, disruption to the police force. That we can't really quantify. Council discussion. Would anyone like to make any comments, or does someone just want to make a motion?
I'll make some comments. about a month ago, the city manager sent us some information, chief's existing contract, and there at the very end is a spreadsheet with other cities showing how much they pay. Mercer Island, of comparable cities, was the highest paid. It's got about the same population. I understand it's actually has more officers, a larger city budget, higher median income. They don't offer deferred comp. They pay $176,808. This contract that we're being asked to approve tonight includes 8% deferred comp on the $170,000 would be a total of $184,109. So it's about $7,000 more than Mercer Island. So You know, we like the chief and everything, and we'd like to retain him, and it would cost money to replace him, but does that mean we're going to pay more than the market rate, and more than comparable cities? And I don't think that Mercer Island is necessarily comparable with Bainbridge Island. Do we really feel justified in spending $7,000 more than Mercer Island? I'll say that I don't. I think the contract that we approved last week, which we were assured by the city manager would retain the chief, is adequate. That was for $158,472, and the deferred comp, which was 4%, and the existing contract is raised to 8%. So when you add that together, what was it? It came to about $171,000 per year. So I think the contract that we've approved is a good contract. I think it's fair. I think it's responsible to the taxpayers. And I'm going to vote no on this new contract that we're being asked to approve tonight.
I'm going to support the contract. We're not buying a house. I don't care what the market rate is. I think it's important that Chief Hamner stays here, and if this is what it takes to keep him here, then I'm supportive of it. People are worth what someone's willing to pay, and if he has another offer on the table, that's what he's worth. I think I understand that there's been concerns about what this means for other department directors, and I think if other department directors do the extraordinary job that Chief Hamner has done in a short amount of time, and I say that being the only person up here that was here prior to Chief Hamner, prior to Doug, that really knows what was going on. I echo Jamie's comments about we haven't had, you know, probably never in this city's history have we had a chief like this that the community trusts and has faith in. I think he's in a different position than our other directors. I think he interacts with the public more. I think there's times when his life could be on the line. And I think he's done an extraordinary job. I think he's special, and I'm willing to pay him what it takes to pay him for him to stay. I understand looking at comps, but that's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a guide, and I think the community trusts him, and I think what we run the risk of, I don't know that we could find another chief, especially if we don't do a national search. I don't know that we could find another person that the community trusts and has faith in. As much as Chief Hamner, I think he's a man of great integrity. I think we're very, very lucky to have him here, and I think we'd be foolish to give that up.
Additional council comments? Councilmember Dietz?
Yeah, thanks. I think it would be a grave mistake to risk losing him, and I think, if we're honest, we would acknowledge that. I agree everything with what Sarah says. I am curious how we kind of got into this position of, because I thought we approved the contract and it was a done deal. So it is sort of odd coming back here to deal with this matter. But having said that, the cost and the time and the morale to the force and the morale to the community of losing him, I don't want to take that risk. Okay? So I'm going to vote yes.
Councilmember Schneider?
You don't have to speak, but if you'd like.
So I think I'm understanding of the concept of setting precedent, and I think that we could just decide that this is not about setting precedent. This is about rewarding someone for having taken on a really difficult job and turned it around. So I would like to think that this does not set up a precedent for his replacement on down the line, but I am in favor of it now.
There was a question in Joe's comments. Doug, could you offer some insight into that?
Yeah. The simple answer, it was miscommunication between me and the chief. He was out of town when we were talking about this, the last revisions to it. I understood him to say that this was something he would agree to. That is not what he meant to tell me. Without going into a whole lot of detail, what he explained to me is he felt that he understood the reasons why I had felt the last contract was the most I could offer from the information I had. That's the negotiation process. There's a back and forth and an understanding. I was looking at comps and direction that I had heard from individual council members about where you were at based on the previous information that the chief provided to us and was shared with you. After the council action, the chief and I had a conversation, and I learned from him that my understanding was not correct. So I misspoke.
You want to add anything to that?
I just want to ask a question. Maybe this one is also for Doug. The current contract that we're considering is an open-ended contract. And I'm just wondering if the city is going to agree to a 7.5% salary increase, how open would the chief be to providing some level of commitment and reassurance that he will stay on Bainbridge Island?
So the contract also includes the retention pay, and that's the intent of that, is to provide an incentive for him to stay for future years, where there'd be retention pay paid out. I had a conversation, he's out of town, so it was a text message, about whether or not he'd agree to some language that would require him to stay.
Adjusted,
yeah. The difficulty with that is he can't guarantee what's going to happen in his life. And the other side of it is what if we're adding to the base pay, there has to be some mechanism in place that if he doesn't comply with a certain term, commitment to stay here 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, there's something that has to be repaid, and that can't be in the base pay. So the fact, the way it's set up, he would lose the retention pay.
I understand, but the previous contract also included retention pay, but was a five-year term. Is that?
No, that's not accurate.
So it's always been an open-ended.
There was no retention pay in his original five-year contract.
I see.
I'll ask Councilmember Tierman if he would like to chime in. It looks like you're still thinking. Councilmember Tierman, is there anything you'd like to say? Yes. Councilmember Bissar, you want to add anything before I think we wrap up? Looks like Councilmember Pelletier wants to add something else.
It's a short meeting, so you can listen to me a little bit. I'm not satisfied with the explanation as to how we were assured last week that the contract we've already approved would retain the chief. I don't know how the city manager talks to the chief and has a misunderstanding about something like that. I mean, in this day and age, it's not like we're living in the buggy and pony days when you have to write letters that take 6 weeks to get back and forth with email and phones. To me, it's unacceptable that we're having to come back a week later and do this. I just want to put that out there because I just think it should have been really clear. And I'm not going to say any more, but I could.
Councilmember Blossom?
I move to authorize the city manager to execute a new employment agreement with Police Chief Matthew Hamner as described in and attached to this agenda item.
I'll second. I just want to add that I'm going to support this, but I do personally feel uncomfortable asking taxpayers to support an additional 7.5% salary increase, recognizing that we are doing so in large part as an effort to dissuade him from pursuing other options. If what he's seeking is an opportunity to grow his career by signing on for more work with a bigger city and higher pay, then I think he's right to look to other cities for other opportunities. I think the contract that was previously on the table was reasonable and fair and did reflect our community's respect and appreciation for the police chief. I, for one, would be very sad to see him go, so I will support this, but I just wanted to state that I do feel that we were put in an uncomfortable situation, and I understand that part of that may be attributable to lack of communication, as Doug stated. So I will vote yes.
And I'll just add my my two cents. I echo a lot of that. I'm not happy with the process that led us to this point, that we've had two discussions about this, and we're kind of negotiating very important contracts here in public. It is awkward. It does feel a little uncomfortable. When I spoke to the chief a week or so ago, I had the impression that it was a real risk that he might leave, and that if he went to Boulder and spent time there and fell in love with that position and that place, and then they offered him the job, that he might actually leave. You know, he could have been just kind of posturing, but he's a genuine guy. I believe it's true. And so, you know, we have to weigh $12,000 a year of taxpayer money versus the risk of the chief leaving and all of the repercussions that would have. And to me, because I spoke to him, I know it's a real risk. I don't know how much of a risk, but there's a risk there. And so I'd rather increase the salary and forego that risk. So I'll be supporting this as well. And one reason why I really want to avoid that risk is because the turnaround in our police over the last 5 years is really one of the, I think, best wins of the city over the last few years. And it's really important to me for the city to continue to inspire more confidence in itself amongst our citizens. And I think this is one of the areas where we've done that. So it's important to me to make sure to protect that. So those are my reasons. I think we should take a vote now. So all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
That motion passes 6-1 with Councilmember Peltier voting against. Thank you all for being here. That's our only item of business tonight, and our meeting is adjourned.